ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 10, entitled The Nature of Fruitive Activity, Text Number 30. Lokanam Lokapalanam Lokanam Lokapalanam मद्भयं कल्पजीविनां मद्भयं कल्पजीविनां ब्रह्मणोऽपि भयं मत्तो ब्रह्मणोऽपि भयं मत्तो द्विपरार्धपरायुषः द्विपरार्धपरायुषः लोकानां लोकपालानां मद्भयं कल्पजीविनां ब्रह्मणोऽपि भयं मत्तो द्विपरार्धपरायुषः लोकानां लोकपालानां मद्भयं कल्पजीविनां ब्रह्मणोऽपि भयं मत्तो द्विपरार्धपरायुषः।
Kalpa jivina ಪರಾರ್ಧಪರಾಯಶಃ ಲೋಕಾಲೋಕಪಾಲಭಯಂ ಕಲ್ಪಜೀವಿನಾಂ
ಲೋಕಾನಾಂ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟರಿ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಲೋಕಪಾಲಾನಾಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟರಿ ಲೀಡರ್ಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಮತ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀ ಭಯಂ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಕಲ್ಪಜೀವಿನಾಂ For those who live for a kalpa or a day of Brahma, Brahmanaha of Lord Brahma, api even, bhayam there is fear, mattaha from me, dviparardha, two parardhas. Totaling 311 trillion and 40 billion years. Even saying it is very difficult to, what to speak of, conceiving about it. Para, supreme, ayushaha, whose duration of life. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation, in all the planetary systems, from the heavenly to the hellish, and for all the great demigods who live for 1,000 yuga cycles, there is fear of me in the form of time. Even Brahma, who possesses the supreme lifespan of 311 trillion and 40 billion years, is also afraid of me. Purport. There are many statements throughout Vedic literature proving that even the great demigods fear the time potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even in the heavenly planets, there is no relief from the miseries of material life. No conditioned soul can live eternally, as clearly demonstrated by the deaths of Hiranyakashipu and other demons. Since even the demigods fear the time potency of the Personality of Godhead, one may easily conclude that Krishna is the absolute truth and that he is eternally the supreme controller of everything and everyone. Lord Krishna is the only real shelter. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಃ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಃ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣಾ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜಯೇತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ
एष गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे नामनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम हरे।
लोकानां लोकपालानां मद्भयं कल्पजीविनां ब्रह्मणोपि भयं मत्तो द्विपरार्ध परायुष। इन ऑल द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स फ्रॉम द हेवनली टू द हेलिश एंड फॉर ऑल द ग्रेट डेमिगॉड्स हु लिव फॉर 1000 युग साइकल्स देयर इज फियर ऑफ मी इन द फॉर्म ऑफ टाइम। इवन ब्रह्मा हु पजेसेस द सुप्रीम लाइफ स्पैन of 311 trillion and 40 billion years is also afraid of me. Hare Krishna. I would like to first of all congratulate all the devotees who have observed the Nirjala Ekadashi fast successfully, not yet full. 10-10 will determine who is successful and who is not. Of course, there are in the audience different levels of devotees who have observed this fast in their own unique ways. Probably some who are come recently in the process of Krishna consciousness may hear about this and see others doing it and may genuinely feel some kind of amazement. Wow, devotees are able to do this and develop, like actually humble, feel humbled that, oh, I am so much attached to pamper my body practically every day. I wish someday I can develop this devotion. Even if that feeling has arisen in their heart, they have observed this fast successfully. There may be some who may have done it for the first time in their life. For them, it's like a sense of achievement. They develop an appreciation for water, an appreciation of the strength in their body, which generally there is a tendency to take for granted, full of vitality, energy, appreciation for food, every morsel of food, how much actually it is nourishing and part of my anything I think, speak or do. And also appreciation of the taste of Krishna consciousness in the association of devotees. Even the apparently very difficult things become much easier in the association when there is a process of devotional service happening in the form of hearing, chanting, remembering. And therefore, one notch up in their determination and faith in the process of devotional service and the determination to practice it. It's like a slap by the intelligence to the mind, uncontrolled mind, for that conviction that I thought I just couldn't make it. I will die actually at the end of the day. But I'm still living, and still going strong. And for those who are doing it for quite some time and still are able to do it, even after several years, if it is done in a proper mood, then it develops a sense of gratitude. Okay, Krishna has given this ability that I am able to, a physique or a situation where I am able to keep everything else aside and exclusively focus one day at least, twice in a month, at least I am able to focus and increase my taste. Param drishtva nivartate. Some taste. The holy name. Which there is a tendency always to lax. Sakale neha mahata. By the influence of time, everything can go down. Just to revive it at frequent intervals. And not look at others who aren't able to do it and feel, look how they are hogging and drinking. If that is a feeling, then it is better to eat and be humble than to fast and become proud. Then we are fasting the body but feasting the false ego. And for those, after several years, because of any physical situation, are for some reason or other not able to do it, without taking it as an excuse to unnecessarily and unfavorably feed themselves, just do whatever is necessary just to move on and become humbled that influence of time, Kala makes everyone humble eventually. Krishna in the form of time humbles everyone. Especially the big fat false ego, which has the tendency to think that ahankar vimudhatma karta aham iti manyate. How much we actually, every moment, every second, for everything, we are actually dependent on the mercy of Krishna in some form or another. So, in this particular chapter entitled Nature of Fruitive Activities, Krishna is explaining to Uddhav at the behest of Uddhav's questioning. That is again his humility. For strictness, such exalted devotees, out of their humility, ask apparently the same question again and again, as if they have not understood it. They know it, they are practicing it, they realized it practically, but still, for sake of strictness, for the sake of purification, and in their natural humility, ask these questions. Out of fear, a very healthy fear of Maya. So he's asking about the nature of fruitive activity, and Krishna is explaining to him. And in this particular verse, he is telling about one particular emotion through which one can actually see Krishna also. If we go deeper and deeper into any particular, this one particular emotion, here he's talking about fear. If you go deeper, actually one can understand Krishna even through that. Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra. In everything, in every person, in every situation, to see Krishna. So here he's talking about fear. How from the topmost planet of Brahmaloka down to the most lowest planet, and in all the species who have evolved to different levels, everyone in their own way are very fearful of the Supreme Absolute Truth in the form of time. I just saw the dictionary to understand what is this description or what is the definition of fear. One definition is an emotion expressed in anticipation of specific pain or danger. So it's an emotion experienced in our heart and our mind in anticipation, not yet come, in anticipation of some discomfort, some pain or some danger. And therefore, that particular emotion is called fear. In one sense, it is like some kind of anxiety. You can't trace it, but somehow there is some kind of anxiety. A feeling of insecurity is actually another expression of fear. It all boils down to different type, different manifestations, different flavors of fear. I remember when I was admitted in the hospital for 10 months in my college time for a major thoracic surgery. And somehow it became complicated and I had to stay for 10 months. Just before getting discharged, there was some kind of realization, temporary though. But I wrote a poem and I very distinctly remember one statement. He said, 10 months as a patient has taught me many things. One of them is that don't imagine things. Sometimes the actual situation may not be as fearful or as dangerous or as painful as we imagine. Sometimes the anticipation itself, especially of something that we have not yet experienced so far or had a very uncomfortable or unpleasant experience and anticipating the same thing to come again. Oh no. That's fearful. So, another time, in my college days, one day, there was a mirror at the back also. Somewhere, I don't know, some place I had gone and looking in the mirror and then mirror at the back, right at the place where the shikha is, I saw there was a hair fall and one small moon-like formation. And I must have been in first or second bachelor's degree. I became so fearful. I thought already I have started aging and balding. There was so much fear. Whole night I would sometimes dream I am combing and with the comb all the hair comes up. And I look at it, you know, I don't know whether to comb or not to comb. I want to comb the hair. When I comb and along with the comb, you know, so much bunch of hair comes out. And I'm just looking at myself. Now it will be very happy. Now, but at that time, unimaginable. So, I knew another person, one of our devotees who were coming to drop us. He developed a disease. And he told me, a very unique type of disease, I've never heard of that. From his feet on, he was losing sensation. Completely. He was just losing sensation. And it's coming up gradually. Up to the ankle, now up to the knees, now up to the thighs now. Every week I would go and meet him. It is gradually moving up. And he said, the day reaches the heart, and the heart also is numbed and completely becomes, that's it. And very well to do, can do anything, spend money. Money is there, but nobody is able to do anything. And it's like he's just watching. It's like two iron walls coming closer and about to crush you, and you have nowhere else to go, and you're just watching it coming closer, and just actually very horrifying experience. Or another of our God sisters who has a disease which is gradually shrinking that body, and completely a person will be bedridden. It's just a question of time. So just thinking about it, and there's also one more individual in home having is in that situation. And you know, you may be going to that situation very soon. It's only a question of time. So truly, if we see like that, it haunts the whole consciousness. Fear, especially when we had this, you know, bomb blast, people did experience some fear. No object was touched by anyone. You could leave your suitcase and come back an hour later and pick it up from the public place. No one would dare touch. Anything can blow up anytime. Uncertainty. Unexpectedly, things can happen. Bhartrihari, in his Vairagya Shataka, writes various types of fear that is faced by an individual who doesn't have a proper understanding. He says, Bhoge Roga Bhayam. So you want to enjoy, be the enjoyer, the greatest fear is disease. Because that will stop them from enjoying life. So Bhoge Roga Bhayam. Kule Chuti Bhayam. Those who have everything, their fear is, I don't have a progeny. And everything that I have struggled for, earn, and everything will be gone. Kule Chuti Bhayam. Vitten Rupala Bhayam. And those who have money, they are afraid of king. Or in the current way of looking at it, it's a question of government. What else? Newer tax will come. The government's taxation policy. Vitten Rupala Bhayam. Mane Dainya Bhayam. One who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. They are fearful that nothing should happen, that there will be taint in my character. People start doubting, suspecting. They look down upon me. Oh, they have looked up to me. Sitting right there up there, everyone looking and everyone looks down at you. That's falling in the eyes of everyone. Especially one who has been looked up, is extremely difficult. Tremendous anxiety. Mane Dainya Bhayam. Bale Ripu Bhayam. So far you are the most powerful. Somebody else is coming, competing, who is much powerful than you. Bale Ripu Bhayam. Oh, he can overcome. He can overcome. Even Indra is fearful. And Bali Maharaj came. Actually, they ran away. They left everything and just ran away. Hid themselves in various, taking different forms. So, Bali Ripu Bhayam, Rupe Jaraya Bhayam. somebody who is very beautiful. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the most beautiful of all? And suddenly you start seeing graying hair or skin that is kind of shriveling up. Rupe jaraya bhayam. Shastre vadi bhayam. Someone who is well studied in scripture, somebody can defeat that argument and that conclusion. Shastri vadi bhayam. Different vad he establishes. This vad, that vad. Maya vad, tat vad. Shastri vadi bhayam. Gune khala bhayam. Those who is smart, he thinks somebody will be over smart and they will defeat me and make a fool of me. Gune khala bhayam. Kaye kritantad bhayam. And one who has a body, the biggest fear is that will go away. Why are we so scared of the body being lost? Because that's the source of everything. That's the source of our relationship. That's the source of our resources to be enjoyed. This is the source. And if this goes, if the foundation goes away, the whole building of enjoyment will collapse. Kaye kritantad bhayam. Sarvam vastu bhayam idam bhuvinunam. In this way, Bhartrihari, one day he developed ekaek vairagya. Because he was terribly attached to his wife. And later he found out his wife was unchaste. First he wrote Sringara Shataka. 100 verses glorifying how wonderful is this world. How wonderful is the beauty of the objects of sense gratification in this world. And then suddenly one day when the foundation, everything collapsed. Vairagya Shataka. So that he had a poetic skill. Now it was turned to predominant emotion was, kya hai? Kya hai ye dunya? Dunya banane wale, kya tere man mein samayi? Kahe ka dunya banayi? After the interval. Till interval, Shringara Shataka. After the interval, Vairagya Shataka. So, in fact, in one particular lecture, His Grace Jananivas Prabhu was speaking, and he was telling the biological instinct of all living entities, not just human beings or demigods, all living entities and all the different species of life. Ahara Nidra Bhayamaithunam cha. But he analyzed it and he made it, he proved that actually it's all about fear. Ahara, fear that I may die if I don't eat. Self-preservation and race preservation is the natural biological instinct of every living entity which has got a body. So ahara, fear that I may die. If all the 365 days are nirjalika, die. So ahara, nidra, fear that if I don't sleep, it's a fact. One day you don't sleep, you get a little irritable. Next day you get really, you know, disturbed. Few days later you may go crazy. As Prabhupada said, if you sleep too much, you become lazy. If you sleep too little, you become crazy. Sometimes it happens to people. So, nidra. And maithunam cha. Fear that if I am not taking full advantage of this life, I am not lived life fully. That fear, and therefore engaging in all form of trying to unnecessarily, even unfavorably, gratify the senses in ignorance. It's all a question of fear, basically. Bhaya. Now, why is this fear, this emotion of fear, so strong? So strong. What's the cause? What's the cause of this? Because an intelligent man, when there are so many symptoms, they want to go to the root cause and deal at it at that level so that all the manifestation of symptoms may go away as a byproduct. They are all byproducts of the main cause. So attack the root. So scriptures go to the root cause of this fear. And then it says in the 11th canto, there is a beautiful verse where it says, what is the root cause of this fear? Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesatasyad ishad apetasya viparyayo asmritihi. In just two lines of a verse, four line verse, thoroughly it analyzes the essential root cause of all types of fear. Bhayam, so what is fear? Dvitiya abhinivesatah syat. In one line, it touches the essence. He said, abhinivesh. Abhinivesh means total absorption. Haunted kind of. 24 hours, 365 days a year for the rest of your life. See, your whole consciousness is abhinivesha. Abhinivesha means absorption. In what? Dvitiya. Dvitiya means something secondary. Something second. As soon as a person thinks there is something other than the real truth, then instantly fear takes over. So it is dvitiya. It's just like, suppose for my happiness, for my security, for my peace, I take shelter of something. I'm taking shelter of something. But when I see that some other power is crumbling even that source of shelter, then I become fearful. Suppose there is rain and you are going under a shade, under the tree you are standing. You feel immediately fearless. Ah, no anxiety. And then you hear a cracking sound and you see that the whole tree itself is swinging and about to crash, not just anywhere, on your head. The source of shelter itself becomes the source of problem. Then a person is completely absorbed in fear. Some people take shelter of their body, thinking that I am a self-made man. Anything, let it come. I can deal with it. There was one person who was admitted in the 10 months of hospitalization. I learned a lot of things. There was one patient who had come. Raghavendra Acharya, his name was, from Udupi. He was admitted next. So, his problem was he had come with hiccups. That was his only problem. And big hiccups, you know. He tried everything, water, this and that, holding. I had read in my medical book that vagus nerve causes the diaphragm to, you know, ek jhatka type. So therefore, and vagus nerve passes through this, you know, this tip of the nose here, I mean, not in between, and the lip, there's a depression under the nose. That passes through there, and if you press it tightly, it stops, hiccups stop. Somebody has that hiccup, you can try that. And I tried it, and twice it worked. So I suggested to him. And he was holding it for half a day. But every few seconds, he tried practically everything. A few days he stayed just for that sake. And he was telling, he had 35 to 40 tablets, morning, afternoon, evening. He said, this is my breakfast. And little chai, and he said, this is my medicine. He was telling, for the first half of my life, before interval, this body was my servant. I could order it any time, anywhere, any extent. And it had to obey me. Today, I am fully its servant. Any time, anywhere it demands, and okay, Baba, ye le. Tu khush ho ja bas. And he said, in nature, there is nothing free service. Everything has a price. You have to pay that price. So, dvitiya abhiniveshatah. When you take shelter of something, that's why Prahlad Maharaj told Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu practically was next to Brahma in terms of controlling the whole universe. Just next to Brahma. Practically speaking. By his austerities, he had developed such a situation and position in life. But when one person went beyond his control, he was fully in anxiety. And he couldn't come under his control. And Prahlad Maharaj instantly diagnosed it. A good preacher. Prahlad was such a first class preacher. A good preacher knows exactly what you need. And any question you ask, he answers what and gives you the question what you need. And diagnoses the problem. So father is asking, beta, what did you learn the best thing in life? Tat sadhu manye asuravarya dehinam sada samudvigna dhiyam. My dear father, this is what I have learned. How not to be in anxiety. Indirectly, bracket like you. You did so much tapasya. You did so much to become free of anxiety. To be the ultimate controller, proprietor, enjoyer. And now you are full of anxiety. Sada, udvigna. Udvigna means disturbed mind. Sada samudvigna. Samudvigna means sufficiently disturbed mind. Udvigna, samudvigna. Sada samudvigna. Sufficiently disturbed for sufficient part of life. Why? He immediately pointed out, asad grahat. You have caught hold of something temporary and you want to make it permanent. This is your diagnosis and this is the disease, father. This is what I have learned. Look at me. He didn't say that, but it was implied. I'm 5 years. I have not done any tapasya, but I am happy. You did all of that, but still you are in anxiety. So, dvitiya abhinivesatasyat. So, essentially it boils down to, why? What is that dvitiya? We were all in the spiritual world. But the day we wanted to become Krishna, and Krishna became our competitor rather than our natural shelter, then starts all the anxiety. Truly speaking, that's the beginning. The day we descended, the root cause was somewhere we want to be the creator, the proprietor, the enjoyer, the control. This is the root cause. It can be expressed in so many different ways, in its different manifestations. But the essence is this. To the extent we want to be in a position where things, people and situation in our life, we want to be the creator the way we want it, and controller and be the enjoyer. That day, the anxiety begins and the fear starts. As simple as that. And what is the solution? And it manifests in the form of fear of the future. Your things are attached, you may lose it. You are in disharmony with nature, with the laws. And what's the solution? Solution is very simple. Krishna says in the Gita, evam yoveti tatvatah. So one should become, one should know things, the absolute truth, tatvatah, as it is. The absolute truth as it is. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdyate. The three levels of absolute truth. The all-pervading Brahman, that same energy source residing in the heart of everyone as the localized Paramatma, Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham, and then the source of both, that is Bhagavan, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mattah Sarvam Pravartate, Ahame Vasame Gvagre Nanyadyat Sadasat Param. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvatah tyakvadeham punat janma neiti mameti. And what does it mean to know Krishna tattvatah? Krishna means Krishna with all his energies. Now when you say king, king means with his kingdom, king with his queen, king with his army, king with his whole paraphernalia. Similarly, Krishna means Krishna with all his energy, all his paraphernalia, everything. Tattvatah, as it is, the supreme absolute truth, and everything going around him, completely dependent upon him for its existence. And what is Maya? To see something not as it is, not connected to Krishna. That's Maya. Maya means to see things as it is not. Nothing is not separate from Krishna. So when we know Krishna tattvatah, we know his internal energy tattvatah, we know his external energy tattvatah, we know his marginal energy tattvatah, we know Krishna tattvatah. And for that you have to approach a tattvadarshi. One who has seen the truth, one who has realized the truth, one who is bringing the truth in an unbroken chain as it is to us. Upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarshina. And when a tattvadarshi comes in our life, he explains the only way to understand Krishna tattvata. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yachasmi tattvata. There is no other process. It is the process of bhakti, beginning with hearing and chanting. And when we hear Maya Sakta Mana Partha Yogam Yunjan Madashraya Asamshayam Samagram Mam Yathagyasa Sitachunu, Giriraj Maharaj was speaking once and he told, this is the one verse that Srila Prabhupada has spoken the most of all the different verses. 7.1 Bhagavad Gita. Mai asakta manaha partha yogam yunjan mad ashraya. Mai asakta. If you want to become attached to me, absorbed in me, 24 hours Krishna conscious, mai asakta yogam yunjan, there is a process of yoga to connect with me. And it leads to mad ashraya. Asamshayam, without a doubt. Fear comes when there is a doubt. Is there some evil which is more powerful than the Lord? And if that evil attacks me, even the Lord says, ye kya mere ko bhi nahi maalum. Ek cheez ke liye main kuch nahi kar sakta beta. Aur kisi ke paas ja. Maam ekam nahi, kisi aur ekam. then there is a fear. Asamshayam, asamshayam, without a doubt, and samagram, completely. Yatha gyasasi, if you want to know, tat shunu. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport of that verse, quotes the very same five verses from the Bhagavatam, Shrinvatam Sakatam Krishna, which he quoted on the way to America in Jaladuta. I don't know why you're taking me, they are not hurt, they are covered by the mode of passion, ignorance, and I don't have no resources, I have nothing. But I know one thing. Dhira hoesh shune jadi kane bar bar. If only they hear the message of Krishna, tatvatah, as it is, and develop understanding of Krishna as he is. Because when you know Krishna as he is, mattah parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhandaya, mayadhyakshayana prakriti suyate sacharacharam. If you know that there is no truth higher than him, he is the ultimate absolute truth, and everything is completely under his control. Completely. Not a blade of grass can move without his sanction. It's happening by his will. He's omnipotent, he's omniscient, he's all loving. Then a person knows exactly where to take shelter to become fearless. Mare Krishna rake ke, rake Krishna mare ke. So when we know Krishna in truth, and knowing Krishna means to know who am I. Mamai vamsho. We are one tiny insignificant part of Krishna, 1/10,000 the tip of hair. Keshagra shatabhagasya shatadha kalpitasya. If only we knew this tattvatah, how can anyone who knows this truth, that we are 1/10,000 the tip of the hair, insignificant and a part and parcel of Krishna eternally, nothing can separate us, how can such a person truly become fearful? He has to become fearless. Because it is one thing to say this, but another thing is to realize this. Science of self-realization. Not understanding. That's a long process. But still, the process is working. It goes like that. When we don't know, we can become proud. Pride comes when you don't know the living nature of living entity, tattvata. Ahankar, vimudha, karta, aham. Krishna, in the 18 chapters, describes five causes for anything to happen. Adhishthanam, tatha, karta, karanam, cha, prathak, vidham, vividhash, cha, prathak, cheshta, daivam, cha, ivatra, panchamam. Five doers. Adhishthanam, a place of work, which means the body, where things are happening. Karta, the doer, the soul. Karanam, the instruments, hands, legs, mouth, I'm speaking through the mouth. The soul cannot, in this state right now, in the material world, only the soul is there. You won't see me, and I won't be able to speak without a body. The soul may have senses, but that can't be picked up by the mic. I have a material body, and that body is speaking right now. Karanam. And cheshta, the endeavor. But it can't happen unless it is sanctioned. Upadrishta anumanta. Unless it is sanctioned by the Lord, it won't happen. And even the ability, Krishna says, balam balavatam chaham, buddhir buddhivan. That endeavor is coming from him. This is his property, which is he given according to our desire. The endeavor is coming through him. Intelligence is coming from him. Matta smritir jnanam apuvanam cha. How can we become truly, if we have realized it, how can a person become proud, overconfident? His confidence will be there because he knows the connectivity. Confidence is not in myself, confidence in my connection with my father. When he is standing behind me, oh, I don't know, I have expressed this several times. One day I was, you know, around 10:30 at night, I was walking somewhere. And I was traveling in front of one house. There was a garden and there was a gate. And one boy came running full speed. The parents wanted to go for a walk, so they told, come on, get ready. Oh, he was so angry. He ran out of the gate like a bullet, he came running out, even before the parents were coming out. And as soon as he came out of the gate, there was a huge Alsatian dog that jumped upon him. I was coming with full speed. With double speed he went back. Shot back into the house. Disappeared. The way the dog attacked. Few seconds later, the parents came out and he was holding. His finger was in the hands of the father. And then this dog came. Same speed and same intensity of his barking. But this boy was standing, kicked the dog in the mouth. Literally. Because he was holding the finger of father. And he think, my father, could be nahi kutta. I say maar de. Whether actually the father is capable or not. This is Maya. The child thinks. But if a pack of dogs comes, all the three will go back. But then, when a living entity understands the potency of the Lord, then there is absolutely no fear. So, Daivi Yesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya Mameve Prapadyante Maya Metantarandide. Mama Maya, it's actually Krishna's Maya, therefore she is empowered. She's not a fool. She really knows exactly. Like a good enemy knows where is the weakest point in the enemy's territory. And the attack is done only at that particular spot. And she is empowered by the Lord to know exactly how to. So knowing Krishna tattvatah means knowing Maya also tattvatah. One devotee was asked, Prabhuji, how to become a serious devotee? Sometimes people ask, you know, how to become a serious, not become serious any other way, but how to become a serious devotee. And he answered, 7.14 Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya. Duratyaya, absolutely impossible to cross over. So he said, take this statement seriously, which means take Maya seriously. Don't play around with her. But if you take Maya too seriously, you'll go into depression. Because she is too powerful. Therefore, immediately in the next part of that verse, Krishna gives a solution also. Mam eva ye prapadyante maya metantarantite. So the second part is take Krishna seriously. Krishna consciousness seriously. Devotion to Krishna seriously. Surrender to Krishna seriously. Because mam eva. Only that process. Mamekam sharanam braja. No one else. Not even all these powerful demigods. Even they are scared. Vayu charati mad bhayat. Agnis tapati mad bhayat. Everyone is working according to the fear of the Lord as he has given them. One definition, fantastic definition of Supreme Personality of Godhead is another way of looking at it. Prabhupada in various places gives various perspectives of understanding Supreme Absolute Truth. He said very simple. If you want to know, you are the Supreme. In your home at least. Which is also very difficult. You may be, till the children are small, and you are physically big. Wait till they turn teenager. Then you will know who is the Supreme Controller. So he says, one definition of Supreme Controller. Nobody can order him. He is supremely independent. Nobody can bring him under his control. Hey, मैं जो बोल रहा हूँ करना ही पड़ेगा तुझे. Sorry, sir. Supremely independent. Number two, when he orders something to someone, no one dares disobey it. Whoever you are. This is the very simple definition. If someone says, sir, in my gully, there is a person who says he is an incarnation. So this is one test, simple test. वो पत्नी का सुनता है कि उसकी पत्नी सुनती है? Krishna also hears. He becomes subordinate, not by any other process, but by the love of his devotee. Absolutely pure, unalloyed, uninterrupted love. Ajita Jitopi, yesterday, Prabhuji was very nicely describing. Ajita Jitopi, he conquered. But on his terms, not on the other person's terms. But here, when he orders, like for example, simple, he has made a rule. Everyone has to die. Bas, a brahma bhuvana loka. Let one person show that he won't die, including Brahma. He may live for 311 trillion, 40 billion years. But still, fear is there. Fear of death is there. As long as dvitiya abhiniveshata, you think you are the body. Or you think, as long as you don't know the supreme absolute truth, tattvataha, and see everything else in disconnection with the supreme absolute truth, you have to be in fear. Now or some other time. To some extent or other. To the extent you don't see anything and everything always eternally, completely, like Vyasdev saw, bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite amale apashyat purusham purnam maya chatad apashrayam. Completely chayeva yasya bhuvanani. She like a shadow, no independence. She is simply a humble servant, shyly hiding behind the Lord, because she does a thankless job of keeping conditioned souls in this prison house of material existence. So, okay, we understood what is fear, we understood why it is caused, we understood how to overcome. By understanding the truth, hearing from a person who has come in an unbroken chain to present the truth as it is, and by the process of devotional service only, sambandha, abhidheya and prayojan. How do we understand that we are actually it is working on me, in my case? Sometimes devotees ask this, Prabhuji, how do I understand that I am actually progressing? My beads are getting, kya bolte hain, worn out. They have become very smooth. But is my heart getting cleansed? They're natural. One need of every devotee is to understand, am I going in the right direction? A sense of direction, spiritual direction. Am I progressing or am I stuck? Or worse still, am I going backward? With passing time, am I becoming casual? Am I becoming very negligent? Am I taking things for granted and kind of... Even if you stay where you are, you go backward, isn't it? You go to one home and there are children there. Beta, kaun sa class mein? Chauthi mein hoon, uncle. Very good, beta. You go 4 years later. Beta, abhi kaun sa class? Chauthi mein hoon, uncle. Wow, kya fixed up devotee. Ek jagah se hilta nahi. अरे गधे आठवीं में होना था अभी, No, I want to understand the syllabus thoroughly before I go to the next step. In our class, we had one person. He was the most senior most person. Even 10th standard, he had a big beard. And whenever we used to play sports, whoever goes, to whosoever team he goes, they have to win. But he was so well built. Kabaddi, he will just go like that and catch hold of everyone and bring them and put them in this. Either they go out, just by seeing him, they all go out of the boundary. And if they dare stay, he picks them up and brings them and hands over to this team. Fixed up person, because he had failed 4 times in the same class. So even if you remain where you are after many years, you're still stuck. Somewhere you need to be going forward. There are many ways of testing this, whether I am moving forward. But with context to today's verse, suppose there are two people sitting there, A and B. Now A is convinced that I am the body, and B is convinced that I am the soul, who is residing in the body. Is there a difference in the quality of their life? Yes or no? How many feel there will be a difference in quality? Please raise your hand. How many of you feel? There is abuse. How many feel? To kya hoga? Tu bhi khata, main bhi khata. Tu bhi office jata, main bhi jata. Main thoda jaldi jata ho time pe. Tu to japa karke baad mein aata. Ki fark pehenda hai Maharaj? What does it make a difference? What is the difference? Is there some difference? Knowledge, okay. In practical life, is there a difference? What kind of difference could be there? I generally, when I go to colleges, devotees are just taking up, I ask this question. And I receive several replies. One of them, there are several, there is hope. And one thing they say, more or less, is less of fear, less of anxiety. This is one sign. When Prabhupada said, Socrates was Brahman realized. Brahman means, he understood, Aham Brahmasmi. Why? Because when he was given poison, he said, you have to catch me before you kill me. Because he realized that I am not the body, I am eternal soul. Prahlad was like that. To a large extent, we see even devotees who are, afflicted with some kind of terminal illness, as they come closer and closer, suddenly, there is a transformation, and suddenly they become fearless, because few things. Number one, they know where they are going. Wherever they go, at least they know they'll continue from where they left off. Solpam appyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Because they know, neha bhikrama, like Krishna says in the 6th chapter, don't worry, prapya punya kritam, before that, he says, tata, Parthanaiveha namutra vinashastasya vidyate nahi kalyana krit kaschit durgatim tata gacchati. Just that statement, faith in that statement. One who has taken up this most auspicious path, kleshagni shubhada, this most auspicious process of Krishna consciousness, at least he will not fall down into the lower species. In fact, he will continue from where he left off. That conviction comes again, it resurfaces with full conviction in that stage of, if it's sincerely taking shelter, and suddenly that fear goes away. It's happening to the body, I am beyond the body. So several Prabhupada's disciples and even our own God brothers and God sisters who have left this body, we have seen how, because anyone who does not have this knowledge, ignorance, tremendous anxiety because of the uncertainty. Where they are going, they don't know. And secondly, attachment. Secondly, attachment. One is uncertainty of the future. Second is attachment to so many things. What is a calamity? One devotee described very nicely. Death is not a calamity. Disease is not a calamity. If old age is not a calamity, because it comes gradually, slowly, imperceptibly. If it comes naturally, slowly, gradually, we accept it. But if too many changes happen too quickly, that's a calamity. If next day morning you get up and you are 80 year old, you slept when you were 40 and when you woke up and you are suddenly finding yourself 80, this is a calamity. There is a disease which quickens the process of aging. That's a calamity. Terminal illness, because you had a plan and suddenly everything is cut short. That's a calamity. But those devotees of the Lord, so uncertainty is one thing, because there is a certainty, Krishna's assurance, understanding of philosophy that the soul is there, and knowing that the destination will not be at least abominable. Wherever I go, at least I will have nice, wonderful association. In fact, that's what they ask for, aspire for. So, and to the extent, even though there is things, to some extent there is detachment. In an understanding that anyway one day or the other it has to go. Okay, a little quickerly it's going than I thought. So there is, it takes time to accept, but it happens to the extent that knowledge is heard sometime or the other sincerely. Depending upon the advancement, it takes time for it to register. For some it takes few seconds and instantly they can gather back in few seconds. Even the greatest danger. This is a sign of bhava. The first sign of 9 symptoms of bhava. One of them is, the first thing is, even the greatest reverses, they stay undisturbed. Example is Parikshit Maharaj. One day emperor of the whole planet, young, powerful, famous, fully under control, unrivaled emperor. And next moment he is come and told by a rishi's son that actually in 7 days you will go. This is like a terminal illness. Suddenly, extremely short, but few seconds it took for Parikshit to gather himself and immediately chalk out a plan of action. Very strategic. Strategic planner. What a way of planning is. Whatever time the Lord has, he saw within that curse, dvijashapa rupai, he saw Krishna's mercy coming. Within every situation, see, tattenu kampam sushamikshamano bhunjane vatmakritam. Haridvag vapur bhirvidadha namaste. A self-realized soul is like that. So to the extent we see our anxiety in the various situations of life, our fear, our connectivity, our attachment to certain things, and we are absorbed at the same time. So in conclusion, I would say fear in and of itself is not bad. No, none of these emotions are bad. But rather, we should use the fear and turn it to our positive. Fear is actually good. Fools dare where the angel fear to tread. Fear is good, but fear of the right thing. Fear of the right thing. Fear of Maya. Fear of forgetting Krishna. Fear of losing an association which can help us to remember and love Krishna. That fear is very healthy fear. In fact, that's the beginning. Fear is the beginning of wisdom, as they say. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, the lowest motivation is fear. Next is gain, for in the mode of ignorance, the only way to follow Krishna's injunction is fear. Fear of death, fear of disease, fear of fall down into lower species, and fear of shame. In the mode of passion, gain. You do this and you gain this. If you follow these injunctions, you get this benefit. In the mode of goodness, where there is no fear and there is satisfaction, a sense of duty, kartavya buddhi. Krishna is doing so much, can't we do this much? And at the highest stage, love, pure unalloyed love. And within that love, you find fear in its perfect stage. And in that form of love, there is fear. And what is the fear? Fear of displeasing Krishna. Fear of losing Krishna. Rukmini Devi in Dwarka one time was fanning the Lord, and Krishna wanted to tease her, wanted to see a little angry like Satyabhama. But she was like a, you know, right wing kind of a person. Always so. He said, Rukmini, you made a mistake. Tu Rajkumari, mai Gwala. Tu Gori, mai Kala. He gave 11 reasons why Rukmini made a wrong choice. And he said, if you want, you can decide. I am Vaisavi, I am detached. Rukmini started losing out of fear of losing. She thought that Krishna is serious. At that time, they had grandchildren also. Aniruddha was also married. Pradyumna got Aniruddha. Aniruddha was also married. Krishna is youthful, 16-year-old. And Rukmini was 15 and a half. They looked at each like that, always. She fainted just by hearing about Krishna, even thinking, considering about, if you want, you can go. And he may leave me. It's not that she was attached to her husband. No, she says later. She counteracts all the 11 arguments like a slap on the face. Verbal. I am not a fool, my Lord. I could have considered anyone on this planet, all the powerful demigods, but I did not consider them because they are all fearful. I am not a fool. You thought I am a short-sighted fellow, person? That I chose you just because I infatuated? No. I know you. I heard from Narad Muni and I fell in love with you. Aap jaise milne ke baad aur kiska sochunga. Radharani, ultimate form of fear. One day Radha and Krishna sitting next to each other and one bee comes. A bee comes. This is an indication to stop. Because I will get the sinful reaction of you all not fasting. It is from 10:10 to 10:25. I'll finish in 1 minute. So Radharani, let us, you know, madhurena samapayet. Everything should end with a sweet, including your fasting time should end with a sweet. At least this sweet. And afterwards you can take any sweet which you have brought. You can share also. Radharani is sitting with Krishna and suddenly a bee comes. And Krishna asks Sakha to chase away the bee. And he chases and comes and says, Madhu is gone. And Radharani faints. Krishna is sitting right in front of him. I mean in front of her. But just by hearing and anticipating, same thing. Fear means anticipation. An emotion where anticipation of something pain and fearful. We are coming back one full square. I began with a definition and I am ending with a definition. Fear is an emotion that is experienced because of anticipated pain and danger. For Radharani, the greatest danger is Krishna will go away. What is the use of my life? Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govindavare. So we don't have to give up fear. We have to base that fear on the solid foundation of philosopher. The word philosophy means philosophos. truth, the absolute truth, so that attachment of the world can be removed and be attached to Krishna. And the fear of losing Krishna should cause us sufficient fear. Prabhupada said, my disciples are not sufficiently scared of Maya. You should be fearful for the right thing and not losing the right thing. Then that is perfection. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. We have a few announcements. For the pleasure of their Lordship, Sri Radha Gopinath Ji, Sri Lalita Devi, Sri Vishakha Devi, Sri Gopal Ji,